US President Donald Trump's again threatening to impose tariffs on Australia and a number of other countries for allegedly failing to take action to prevent slavery. But the US Trade Representative says the 12.5% import tax wouldn't apply to some products, like energy, rare earths and some other metals, beef, coffee, certain fruits and vegetables, and pharmaceuticals. Trade Ambassador Jamison Greer says an investigation found many countries aren't effectively enforcing forced labour laws.
This is an unfair trading practice we think distorts global trade, and we want to take care of it.
So, first of all, what is a tariff? It's a tax imposed by a government on goods and services imported from other countries. Countries trade every day. It's necessary as countries have different resources or capabilities to make certain goods cost-effective. And tariffs aren't uncommon. In fact, nearly every country has them, but they tend to be lower in wealthy countries where free trade is encouraged. This isn't the first time the US president has attempted to impose tariffs on Australia. Donald Trump wanted to place a 100% tariff on pharmaceutical imports, but that was never imposed. Back in February, the US Supreme Court ruled Mr. Trump's previous tariffs, the so-called Liberation Day tariffs, were illegal. The administration has also been forced into refunding those tariffs to importers. Following the ruling, Mr. Trump labelled the court's justices fools.
I'm ashamed of certain members of the court for not having the courage to do what's right for our country.
At the time, he also said his administration would look at alternative options to impose tariffs. They then launched this investigation into forced labour as a means to find another legal route or loophole to impose these tariffs on countries. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has responded to the new tariffs, saying Australia has robust, comprehensive and world-leading legislation addressing forced labour and modern slavery.
We continue to use every opportunity that we have to advocate that US tariffs imposed in Australia are unwarranted. And of course, our view is that tariffs are actually a penalty on consumers in the United States.
Mr. Albanese says while the US supports tariffs, he believes they undermine the global trading system. So why is Donald Trump still pushing for them? Well, he argues tariffs increase the amount of tax raised by the government, encourage consumers to buy American-made goods, and boost investment in the US from foreign companies. Australia's Trade Minister says any tariffs on our exports to the US are unjustified and that import taxes are inconsistent with the Australia-US Free Trade Agreement. Australia is among 45 nations facing the higher tariff, alongside China, Japan, India, South Korea, Brazil and Switzerland. The proposed tariffs won't take effect immediately. It'll have to go through a public consultation process, with hearings due to begin on July 7.